after Governor Ron DeSantis signed an anti-groomer bill into law that prevents school teachers from engaging five-year-olds about homosexual sex acts and radical transgender ideology, the groomers have come out of the woodwork, and many people are waking up to the dark side of Disney. Investigative journalist Christopher Rufo has outlined a partial list of Disney employees who have been arrested for child sex crimes. Robert Kingsolver was a service manager who oversaw ride repairs at the Magic Kingdom. He was arrested in 2014 for soliciting sex from an agent posing as a 14-year-old girl. Alan Treister, a concierge at Animal Kingdom Lodge, who used to work at Disney's popular Toy Story ride, advertised himself online as Big Teddy Bear for Younger Chaser and confessed to having sex with a 15-year-old boy he groomed online. Animal Kingdom Lodge gift shop worker Paul Fazio was convicted of downloading child pornography videos showing sexual activity with adults and children. Character actor Patrick Holgerson was arrested in 2014 after sending nude photos online while trying to meet up with a 13-year-old boy. Justin Hazan, an operator on the Millennium Falcon ride, and Arlandra Sims, a food runner at the Animal Kingdom Resort, were busted in 2020 for selling child pornography with victims as young as 4 years old. Disney Cruise Line youth host Oliver Lovat was arrested in 2019 for molesting a 10-year-old boy aboard the Disney Magic Ship's Oceaneer Kids Lab after blindfolding the child and spinning him around several times as part of a game. In 2012, an 11-year-old girl was groped and kissed in an elevator by 33-year-old Milton Braganza, a dining server on the Disney Dream. A cruise line security officer was told by Disney officials to keep her mouth shut and do nothing. 2 days later, when the ship arrived in Nassau, Braganza admitted to the Bahamas police that he molested the girl and was then taken to the airport, where Disney arranged for his flight back home to India. Last year, Hollywood Studios custodians Jonathan McGrew and Savannah Lawrence were caught attempting to have a threesome with a 13-year-old. McGrew said that the couple's fantasy was to play stepdad, stepdaughter, stepmother. Animal Kingdom Lodge lifeguard Kenneth Aquino was arrested after trying to have sex with a 13-year-old, showing up in his Disney work clothes. Of course, child predators will naturally seek employment at Disney, but it's everywhere within the company. Director of music publishing John Healy was charged with 3 felony counts of child sexual abuse in 2017. Vice President Michael Laney was convicted of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl in 2019. Both actor-producer Brian Peck and director Victor Salva were rehired by Disney after they served time for raping children from the set. The subliminal sexualization of children has demonstrably been a part of Disney's work for generations, embedded into their animations. Several whistleblowers have claimed that Disney has been used since its very beginning as a form of mind control and MKUltra, most famously for their Project Monarch princess programming of little girls. So it's really no surprise that Disney's corporate president admittedly wants to flood Disney stories with the so-called LGBTQIA agenda, which we now understand to be code for pedophilia. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. We'll be right back.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.